All right. Let's see. The time is 6:01 p.m. I will now call the Town of Castle Rock Board of Building Appeals meeting of September 8th, 2025 to order. I'll ask the recording secretary to take roll call.
Board Member Binder?
Here.
Board Member Akaya?
Here.
Board Member Pappas?
Here.
Board Member Self? Board Member Connor? Brett Longnooker? And
present.
Carissa Alstrom.
And don't see Town Council Liaison Hollinshead this evening, but
no.
It's okay. All members of the board are, well, not all members of the board are present. We're missing Board Member Self, who's absent. Okay. Mr. Longnecker, has this meeting and agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meetings law?
Yes, it has.
Okay. Minutes from the March 3rd board meeting have been distributed to the board. There are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes. A motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted.
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Pappas, accepted by Akaya, or seconded by Akaya. Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Board Member Binder?
Yes.
Board Member Akaya?
Yes.
Board Member Pappas?
Yes.
Board Member Connor?
Yes.
Okay. Motion is approved by a vote of 4-0. All right, minutes from June 2nd, 2025 board meeting have been distributed to the board. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, a motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Recording secretary, please take roll call.
Board Member Binder?
Yes.
Board Member Akaya?
Yes.
Board Member Pappas?
Yes.
Board Member Connor?
Yes.
Okay, motion is approved by a vote of 4-0. Welcome new board member, Mark Connor. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Let's see here. Election of officers. We'll now take nominations for the position of chair for 2025-2026 term. All nominations will be presented prior to voting.
I'd like to nominate the current chair.
I second that.
Okay. I'm up for another round.
You've been doing excellent work, so.
Stick with that horse.
That's right.
Thank you. We'll now vote on each or any other nominations. Okay. We'll now vote on each nomination presented for chair. Regarding the nomination of Bob Binder, recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Board Member Binder?
I think I need to abstain.
Oh, okay.
Voting for myself.
Board Member Self? I'm sorry. Where am I? Board Member Akaya?
Yes.
Board Member Pappas?
Yes.
Board Member Connor?
Yes.
All right. Nomination passes by a vote of 3-0. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, now take nominations for the position of vice chair for the 2025-2026 term.
I'd like to nominate the current vice chair.
He's not here.
I second that.
Okay. We will now vote on each or any other nominations. Okay. Being none, regarding the nomination of Richard Self, recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Binder?
Yes.
Board Member Akaya?
Yes.
Board Member Pappas?
Yes.
Board Member Connor?
Yes.
Nomination of Richard Self passes by a vote of 4-0. We don't need to rearrange positions, so save some time there. Town council update. Don't have town council liaison Holland's head here, so we'll forego any town council updates for this meeting. Board meeting or board member items, check for quorum on a December 1st, 2025 meeting. Everybody good?
I'm good, yeah.
I'm good as well.
Yeah, I saw my. Are you good for December 1st
of the year already? Mm-hmm. Can't believe we're at the end of the year already.
Yeah. December 1 is good. Let's see. Items from staff. The board will now hear updates from town staff.
So kind of what we have for updates coming up there for the 2026 year for code adoption. We've got the 2024 ICC codes we're kind of working on looking at adopting early spring. We're kind of trying to sync up with some of the other jurisdictions around us, such as Douglas County, Parker, Lone Tree, Centennial, and those as far as kind of what they're doing. And they're all kind of synced up, kind of doing 2024 ICC model codes, so that's kind of what we're aiming at. We'd be looking at adopting the 2021 energy code with the 2024 building code, IRC code, and other MEP codes will go along with that. The other one that we looking to go along with would be the 2026 National Electrical Energy Code, because that's coming out right around that same time. So kind of looking to have everything kind of put together here for a packet. Kind of handed you guys these packets for the model, the Colorado Model Electrical Code and the Wildfire Resiliency Code. It's one of those things where, as you guys, over this next few months here, just kind of read them over here. They're good. It's good reading material as far as kind of go through, see if you have any concerns or anything as far as just need more questions as far as how all this will kind of play out. If you want to bring that to the next meeting, we can kind of go over as far as what questions you may have with that. But with that, these are going to be the ones that are really driving as far as our timelines for the code adoption at the moment. So we were going to looking to schedule some stakeholder meetings here probably late this year into 2026, early the year. So with that, that's about what we got. So
Have we done any kind of cost quantification to see, you know, what the cost increase would be to new homes that are being adopted?
Not at the moment yet. That's something we usually put together when we approach town council with these on our first reading usually. So that's usually a part of something we have to do to begin with. So if there is cost increases, we have to kind of determine what those may be. So.
Gotcha. But your position right now is recommending that this be adopted then, right?
As far as the Model Electric and the Colorado Resilience Code, the state's not giving you the option.
Gotcha.
Jurisdictions have to adopt those. So.
Got it.
Yep. Yep. And with that, once you adopt, and the timelines on these actually, so for example, the Colorado Wildfire Resiliency Code, that's going to be the Senate Bill 23-166. It's adopted by the state in July 1st, 2025 of this year, but local jurisdictions have until April 1st, 2026 to adopt. And then at July 1st, 2026, the jurisdictions have to enforce it. And then when it comes to the Electric Ready and Solar Ready Code, all jurisdictions have to adopt at minimum the 2021 Energy Code and must adopt the Energy Ready Code by June 30th, 2026. So we'd be looking to adopt right around that April 1st for all these. So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
None from me.
You haven't read it all yet?
I'm a fast reader, you know.
Speed reading.
Yeah.
Any other topics? All right. The time is now 6:12 p.m. And I move to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Moved by Chair, seconded by Pappas. Recording Secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Binder?
Yes.
Board Member Akaya?
Yes.
Board Member Pappas?
Yes.
Board Member Connor?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Meeting is adjourned.
Speed.
Thinking that
when it's green, it's on.